should always look as if you are a 50-50 person. Therefore, every mitzvah you do should be so important to you as if your mamash are 50-50. Therefore, if you do one mitzvah now, is ashrav, is good for you, that you're making yourself to be a tzaddik. Mashenkin over averach to be very careful not to do even one avera, because if you do one avera, oyla shachri asatzim chol akav chayva. You make yourself to be a rosh. Shenem avachay to echad yoyva teva harba. Beshvil chet yichid, because of one chet shachot oyva mimenal teva harba. You can make yourself into a complete rosh. That's the way a person should always think about himself. Reb Lezer says even stronger. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Aymer lefi shoylem nidun acharubai. So the whole world goes after the rove of the people. Every yoch goes after the roiv. Therefore, you should think like this better. Asay mitzvah, every mitzvah you should do, you should think like this. That by doing one more mitzvah, ashrav is good, shechriya satzmoy. You made yourself into a tzaddik, and therefore the whole world up until now is 50-50. And therefore, v'yeskol olam l'kavs chus. You made the whole world to become into, the whole world now is called a dor, that's zakai. So your mom is being a zakai, the whole dor. Mashenkin over averach, if you do one avera, you're supposed to think, oiloi, terrible, shechri, esatzma, you made yourself into Russia. And therefore, v'yaskol olam l'kafchav, you made the whole world into rishus. Shenem, the pasuk says, v'chayt echad, v'shvel chet e'yichid, because of one chet, shosa, the person does there, over the mikol olam, tev harbi. You make it bad for the whole world. Because the whole world is us, like, how is this world? Is the world good or world bad? Because of your one avera, you can make the whole world into a bad world. If you have a person that was mamish at tzaddik gomer all his lifetime, or morad be'achrein at the end he does navera, but rebellious, he's going against Hashem now, even as a rishonis, he loses all the schusim they had until now. Shenem, the pasuk says, sitkas tzaddik let his land on yom pishoy. That all the mitzvahs you have won't protect you the day you become a pesha, you do ra k'neged Hashem. In the opposite way, even if you're Russia all your lifetime, you also tshuva b'achronim, do tshuva at the end, and maskirin lo shuv rishoy. We don't look at the rishos he did. Shem and the pasuk says, rishos haresha lo yikasha bo. V'yayim tshuva merisha. There he comes back to do tshuva. For the Gemara, why? V'nevei kamachsa v'ainas amachsas chuyos. What happened? He did mitzvahs all his lifetime, just at the end he did an avera. So let him, at least, let him look like 50-50. What do you say? He's like a Russian now, we don't even look at the first mitzvahs he did. Rashlokash says this din is not talking about Vitoyuala Rishinus, where it means that at the end of his lifetime he feels bad all the mitzvahs he did. Like now it becomes such a big Russia now, he's like rebellious against Hashem, and he says now, I have charota, I feel bad for all the mitzvahs that I did. Such a person, all his mitzvahs are thrown away from him, and he goes with only his averus. So the Mishnah. Kol Shiyeshna b'mikra b'mishnah b'derecheret. Somebody that has these three middos. He knows Torah Shemiksav. He knows Torah Shemapir. That's called Mikra Torah Shemiksav. Mishnah is Torah Shemapir. Over there, Acheretz, he acts nice with people. He has good manners, good Acheretz. Let him heru chait. He won't do an Avera so fast. Shinem, the Pasuk says, V'achut HaMishul, Shem HaHemri Yinotek. The third string won't rip so fast. If you have these three meters, you won't become a Rosh so fast. But V'chol Shein Lebe Mikra, V'loi B'mishnah, V'loi B'Acheretz, Eina Min HaYishuv. Somebody that does not know Torah Shemiksav or Torah Shemapir, or doesn't have their Acheretz, he is not an issue. He is not a normal person. Not a person that lives amongst people. Omer Reb Elazar Reb Tzadik. Lama tzadikin rishonim v'elam azel. What is a tzadik daima to in this world? Li'ilon, like a tree. She'akulu yamin b'mokim taira. The main part of the tree is b'mokim taira, in a good place. V'noifo yinot l'mokim tumah. Only one branch sticks out to mokim tumah. So what do we have to do with this tzadik? This tree? Niktsas noifoi. Just cut off this one branch. And kulu yamin b'mokim taira. The whole tree now is b'mokim taira. So, kacha kodesh baruch, the same with the kodesh baruch hu. Maybe yisurim al tzadikim b'olam hazeh. Sometimes Hashem gives the tzadikim in this world their punishment to cut off like the bad branch, the bad averus they have. Kadesh she'ir shu olam haba, that the bizarre could deceive complete olam haba. Shem the pasuk says, v'hoi reshischa mitzai rachrischa yiskeh miyoy. That sometimes the beginning will be a little bit bad, because at the end you'll get reward. And the opposite way by Rishoyim. V'lomo Rishoyim daimim v'elam azeh. What is a Rosha like? Leaving like a tree. Shekuli yamim v'mokim tumah. The main part of the tree is a mokim tumah. V'noifei one branch. Noifei mokim tumah is in a good place. So what do you do? Niksas noifei. Cut off this one branch. And therefore, kuli yamim v'mokim tumah. The whole tree is in a bad place. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mashvi alem toivu l'Rishoyim v'elam azeh. Sometimes Hashem lets the Rishoyim have a good life in this world. them, in order that they should receive all the world here, and therefore they'll only be taken out, and in the next world they'll go down to the worst of Gehenim. The pasuk says, "V'yesh derech yosher lefnei ish v'yachrisa dakim avis." Even though the beginning it looks right, you get your reward in this world, but next world you go way deep down to Gehenim. They're once sitting upstairs in the attic. Nishala Shila Zulafnain, who was thrown, they asked this question. Talmud Godle Maisa Godle, what's greater? To learn or to do mitzvahs? Nana Rab Tafun Vyama Maisa Godle, you're better off doing mitzvahs. Nana Rab Akiva Vyama, no, Talmud Godle, you're better off learning Torah. Nana Kulum, they all answered back that the Meshkonar is Vyamru, Talmud Godle, a person has to learn Torah. Why? Sha Talmud Mabel de Maisa. You can't just go do mitzvahs. You don't know how to do them. So the first you have to do is learn Torah. You have to learn Torah. I'm not last place. But it starts out first, you have to go to learn the Torah. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Yoyma, Godol Talmud she'kodem l'chala boim shona. Torah was given right after it came out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the chala, the mitzvah coming, that first applied 40 years later when they went into Eretz Yisrael. Chala took place as soon as they went into Eretz Yisrael. But it first started 40 years later. L'trumas ha'maisres chamishim v'yabo. Trumas ha'maisres first started 14 years later after they conquered and settled in Eretz Yisrael, so it's 54 years after Torah. L'shmitim shishim v'yachas, 61 years, because 7 years later, so 54 and 7 is 61. L'yoyvos me'yev v'sholosh, 103 years later. Me'yev v'sholosh, me'yev v'yab, heaven should have been 104, because of yev mitchalos v'misham, yev l'shmitim starts the beginning. Now, k'shem shalimot k'edim l'maisa, k'achdino k'edim l'maisa. That's the judgment they're going to give you in Shemayim. The first judgment will be about Limud. He gives you your judgment. He asks you questions about learning before he asks you about actions. Because Rav Hamnuna, like Rav Hamnuna says, the first question they ask you in Shemayim is, what you kavei yitim l'Torah, did you go to learn Torah? Shemayim, the pasuk says, Paitimayim reshes modern. That the first din they ask you is about Mayim, about Torah. The same way they ask you questions. If you learn Torah, that's the first question they ask you in Shemayim. When they come upstairs, they're going to ask you, the first thing is, did you come to learn Torah every single day? The same way they're going to give you back reward for the Torah that you learned before they'll give you reward for the mitzvahs that you did. The pasuk says, v'itin l'matzos goyim v'yav v'yomol Yumim Yerushu, the Avor Yishmu Chukah B'Terosiv Yinsaru, because they watched the Torah, the mitzvah, so they watched the Torah, they learned the Torah, that's why they got this reward. Then the Mishnah says, "Behold, Shein Lo Miklo B'Mishnah." Somebody does not learn Torah Shem Ksav, Torah Shem Peh, doesn't have Derech Eretz, ain't mina Yishuv. Amar Rav Yechida means apostle Yedis. Such a person, you can't use the Yedis either. Rashi says, "The Chivut Shein Lo Mishum, he doesn't have good manners, he doesn't live amongst people, ain't Makbar Alatzim, he doesn't care about other people, and he's not afraid, he's not embarrassed to lie. So therefore, such a person is apostle Yedis." Tan Rabbanan, Ha'ikol Bashuk, a person that walks in the street and eats in the street, Ha'reizeh Doimel Akelev, is like a dog. Because he has not any covered respect for himself. He has to have respect, it's not good manners, he's in the street. He's like a dog. The Yeshem and some say the same thing, possibly Adis, you can't be an Aden. If you don't care about your own respect, you're not going to care about somebody else's respect. So it'll mean nothing to you to lie about somebody else, we can't trust you for Adis. Omer Avidi Baravan, Halacha Ki Yeshem, we pass like this. Darash Bakapara, Ravzan, a person that gets very angry,